Hey, greetings everyone. This is Brother James, don'tperish.com, John 4:24 radio. Hope you're having a wonderful day today. Hey, I want to talk to you today about truth verses in the Word of God. Truth verses in the Word of God. I want to talk about what God's Word says about truth. I want to read you a whole bunch of scriptures to edify you. I have a question first. Have you ever noticed that so many times people want God's grace, they want God's mercy, they want God's blessing, they want His forgiveness, and of course they want eternal life and go to heaven. But you know, very few people, churchianity or people of claim faith, ever really speak about seeking after the truth of God with all that they are. That's very troubling because it's a huge attribute of God. You cannot have God and all of those good traits without His truth. Amen? Jesus Christ is the truth. We're going to read that. The Bible tells us about truth over 220 times in the Old and the New Testament. I'm going to read some of these verses to you. I like doing this from time to time on different topics because it helps strengthen me, and I trust it will help strengthen you and saints and maybe even seekers that are listening as you either walk in faith or seek the faith life. So let's go right to it. Truth in the Word of God versus using the word truth. Exodus 34. And the Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth. Deuteronomy 13:14. Then shall thou inquire and make search and ask diligently, and behold, if it be truth, and the thing certain that such abomination is wrought among you. Notice that seeking for truth there, right? Yep. Joshua 24:14. Now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth. Put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt and serve the Lord. Notice serving God and serving him in truth go together. Yep, they do. 2 Samuel 2:6. And now the Lord show kindness and truth unto you, and I always will requite you this kindness because ye have done this thing. 1 Kings 3:6. And Solomon said, thou hast showed unto thy servant David, my father, great mercy, according as he has walked before thee in truth, and in righteousness, and in uprightness of the heart, and thou hast kept for him this great kindness, and thou hast given him a son to sit on his throne, as is this day. Again, notice that righteousness and serving God tied together with truth. We see a pattern here, don't we? Psalm 15:2, and he that walketh uprightly, and worketh righteousness, and speaketh the truth in his heart. Hey, so much for people that say that you can't work and seek and be righteous, right? We can because of what Christ has done and how we live according to his word. What? Yeah, walking in the truth. Psalm 31:5. Unto thine hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord, God of truth. He's the God of truth. How often have you ever heard that when you hear people talk about God? In America, wherever, all over the world, in churchianity, God of truth. Now, they usually are drunk on grace and they just want to be forgiven in their sins. They don't mention truth much, do they? No. Psalm 85:10, mercy and truth are meet together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. I like that. Very different. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Mercy and truth met together. That is awesome. Psalm 145:18, and the Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. You practice false ways, false traditions, pagan holidays, worldliness, carnality, outside of the truth of God? No, you got to call on God in truth, don't you? That's what the scriptures are telling us. Proverbs 8:7, for my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. So if you love the truth, the opposite, lies and sin, yeah, that would be wickedness as an abomination. Proverbs 12:19, the lip of truth shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. Wow, there's wisdom right there. Oh, I love this one. One of my favorites, Proverbs 23:23. Buy the truth, sell it not. Also, wisdom and instruction and understanding. See, God offers these great, great characters to us, characteristics of his nature, and truth is one of them. And if you miss out on that, you miss out on so much. You'll end up being deceived if you're not seeking after truth. Isaiah 16:5. And in mercy shall the throne be established, and he shall sit upon it in truth, in the tabernacle of David, judging and seeking judgment, and hasting righteousness. So the throne is built upon truth, is it not? Isaiah 38:3. And said, remember now, O Lord, I beseech thee, how I walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. I like that. Walking with God in truth with a perfect heart. Isaiah 59:3-4. For our hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers, for your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies. Your tongue hath muttered perverseness. None calleth for justice, nor pleadeth for truth. They trust in vanity, and they speak lies, and they conceive mischief, that's sin, and bring forth iniquity, that's also sin. So think about that. Pleaded for truth. That should be said of us, shouldn't it? As saints of the Most High, our lives should plead and live for truth. Jeremiah 5:1. Run ye to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem, and see now, and know, and seek in the broad places thereof, if you can find a man, if there be any that execute judgment, that seeketh the truth, I will pardon it. Yeah, few people were seeking truth in those days in wicked, idolatrous Israel. Jeremiah 26:15. But know ye for certain that if ye put me to death, ye shall surely bring innocent blood upon yourselves, and upon the city, and upon the inhabitants thereof. For of a truth the Lord has sent me unto you to speak these words in your ears. So the prophets were men of truth. If they didn't speak the truth, they could be stoned. They were speaking the truth of God. Men, we better be speaking the truth of God today. How about Daniel 9:13? And is written in the law of Moses, all this evil is come upon us, yet made we not our prayer before the Lord our God, that we might turn from our iniquities, that's sin, and understand truth. Hey, the opposite of truth is a lie, right? The opposite of righteousness is sin. These things all go together in the life of a believer. Let's jump over to the New Testament. A lot of truth there. Matthew 22:16. And they sent out unto him their disciples with the Herodians, saying, Master, we know that thou art true, and teachest the way of God in truth. Neither carest thou for any man, for thou regardest not the person of men. So Jesus is teaching truth. He's got a reputation of being truth. He's not a partial man. He's not seeking after fame or favor of people. He's all about the truth of the Father. Let's talk about this word truth really quickly. In the New Testament, in the Greek, the word truth, it's aletheia. Aletheia. I love this definition. Ready for this? This is a definition of truth. The truth, as taught in the Christian religion, respecting God and the execution of his purpose through Christ, and respecting the duties of man, opposing alike to the superstitions of the Gentiles, and the inventions of the Jews, and the corrupt opinions and precepts of false teachers, even among Christians themselves. So let's unpack that real quick. The truth is taught in the Christian faith. It's respecting God and the execution of his purposes. So everything God does is built on his purpose and his truth. And what is it done? Through Christ. And it's respecting or pointing to the duties of man. So we're supposed to follow, obey, and seek after that truth. I just love that definition of truth. Let's keep going here. Luke 9:27. But I tell you of a truth, there be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the kingdom of God. I like that. I tell you of a truth. He always spoke truth. John 1:17. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Remember, I said people are always seeking grace. This culture, churchianity, denominations, mostly evangelicalism, they're drunk on grace. I want grace, 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 God's grace, free grace, easy grace. You get grace no matter what, no matter how much you sin. You never hear him talk about truth very much, do you? No, grace and truth go together with our glorious God. Oh, this is verse, my ministry is built on this verse, John 4:24. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. That basically is truth is doing things God's way. That's what that definition meant. How about John 8:32? And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Yeah, if you don't live in the truth, you're bound up in sin, iniquity, flesh, the world, culture, false religion. The truth clearly sets us free. How about John 8:44? Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He is a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth. Right? That's what makes Satan so wicked. He doesn't abode or abide in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. So look at that. Jesus eviscerating the enemy, Satan, and he uses truth to do that. Oh, another favorite verse, John 14:6. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Again, real quick, have you ever noticed people, churchianity, people of a religion, they want the way, right? Oh, how do I get to heaven? I'm worried about getting to heaven. And they want life. Yeah, I want that eternal life. But again, very, very shallow, weak, and lacking on truth. That's one of the things we built our ministry on, is really to focus on the grace and mercy, goodness, love of God, also truth. It goes right with it. John 16:13, I really like this verse. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but so whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. So the Holy Spirit comes, and he teaches us all truth. What an important job for the Holy Spirit to teach us the truth of God, reveal it to us through the Word. John 17:16-17. They are not of this world, even as I am not of this world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. So people are always seeking the truth. They're always seeking a new revelation from false teachers, from the culture, from their own flesh, from their convictions. What does Jesus tell us? Thy word is truth. He is the word. He is the truth. How about Romans 1:18? Here's a scary verse. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all unrighteousness and all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, which hold the truth in unrighteousness. So think about that, holding the truth in unrighteousness. This truth is this mighty thing, this mighty character and nature of God, and then people hold it in unrighteousness, which is the opposite, sin, rebellion, and wickedness. What a terrible thing that's going to bring the wrath of God upon them. Romans 2:8, but unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness and indignation and wrath. See what happens to you if you don't obey the truth via the gospel? Yeah, wrath is coming for you. Ponder that if you're not following Christ biblically today. 1 Corinthians 5:8, therefore let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Paul's talking about the Lord's Supper. He goes on in 1 Corinthians 11 to say, make sure you take it worthily, or God will judge you. God says many are sick and sleep, which means you die. God was killing people because they took the Lord's Supper in an unworthy manner, not taking it serious. I'm sure a lot of that had to do with they weren't walking in the truth. They were keeping error, sin, and false ways. 2 Corinthians 6, 6-7. By pureness, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love unfeigned, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness, on the right hand and on the left. Wow, what a list there. Stacking truth up with pureness, knowledge, long-suffering, kindness, the Holy Ghost, unfeigned love, Yeah, that's quite a list for us to meditate on. 2 Corinthians 13:8. For we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. Wow, what a profound verse right there. Galatians 4:16. I use this one all the time in the streets. Am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? Paul became an enemy to the enemies of the gospel simply because he preached the truth and wouldn't water it down and compromise. That happens today with modern pastors, with false religious people. You tell them the truth, Anabaptists, whoever it is, cults, other cults. You tell them the truth and they hate you because the truth of God, what does Hebrews 4:12 say? It's a sword. It cuts. And people don't like to be cut by the truth of God, but they need it. Like they need a surgeon's scalpel to cut out the cancer. If they're sick, they need the truth of God's word, the sword of the Lord, to open them up and cut out their sin and wickedness. Ephesians 4:15, but speaking the truth in love may grow up in him all things, which is the head, even Christ. So there you go. We're to speak the truth in love to each other, to everyone. And sometimes the love hurts, doesn't it? Yeah, love can be, truth in love can hurt. It can be what they call tough love. Tell the truth that people need to hear. Here's another one of my favorite verses, Ephesians 5:9. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. So you see these people today running around. I just witnessed to a guy yesterday, gave him a gospel card. He said, you believe in the Holy Ghost? And I could tell he was probably a Pentecostal or a New Apostolic Reformation guy. And I said, I believe in the Holy Spirit of God. Yeah. And they want the like this fire of God. They want these so-called miracles coming down. They want all this falling over, jumping up and down, screaming. But look what the Bible says. What comes with the Spirit? Goodness, righteousness, and truth. They want all the false emotionalism that Satan feeds their flesh. But they don't want what the Spirit really brings. Goodness, righteousness, and truth. Something to consider there. 1 Thess 2:13, for this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the word of God, which you heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. So I like that. We go out in the world to street preach, and most people think it's just my words, and they don't believe it, right? They're lost in their sin and darkness. Some people hear what I'm preaching, realize it's not my words. I'm just a fallible man. It's not my words. And they thank us and say, thank you for preaching the word of the Lord and the truth. So that's what this verse is talking about. They heard it. They received it as the word of the Lord. Kind of reminds me of Acts 17, where the Bereans received it with a readiness of mind. I like that verse too. 2 Thessalonians 2:12. That they might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Again, if you'll notice, salvation tied to truth. You see this theme over and over, haven't you? Yeah, salvation tied to truth. You can't be saved in a bunch of lies. That's outside of God's world realm. That will bring wrath and destruction. 1 Timothy 3:15, but if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou ought to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. So the truth is a pillar. Where do we get our truth from? We get it from God. Christ is the truth. And that pillar, I can testify to this in my life. If you cling to the truth, you will not be deceived. You'll not run to this cult, that cult, this false teacher, that false teacher. Cling to the truth, and it will galvanize you like a piece of metal against the false teachers, which would be like rust. And this galvanizing of the truth protects you. It's an outer covering. It strengthens you, gives you endurance, makes you be able to stand when others rust and crumble and fall apart. What? Why? Because they did not galvanize themselves in the truth. And there's the handyman talking to me, talking about building materials. And they allowed themselves to be penetrated by errors, heresy, and false ways. Something to consider there. 2 Timothy 2:15, I know you know this one. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. People always say to me, what do we need all your articles for and your audios? We got the word of God. Well, the Bible tells us to rightly divide. What that means is you can't just read the Bible to people and say, see, that's what it says, and just do it, because there's a truth bit here, there's a truth bit that ties it there. Well, this truth looks like that's what it means, but actually other scripture helps us see it really means this. We must, like a jigsaw puzzle, put the Word of God together. And here's why. God hides the truth from people that he doesn't want to see it. That's why the Word of God isn't so straightforward sometimes. And then through the Holy Spirit, when you seek, God has this puzzle fall in place. When you rightly divide the Word of God, then you see it, you understand it, you know it, and you seek it. To people outside, quick story, my sister died at 58. I used to witness to her. Worldly, wicked woman. You know what she told me one time? I read the Bible once all the way through. That's it. She had no understanding. She wasn't seeking. She couldn't see any depth. It was just a bunch of words to her. And so when we rightly divide the Word of God, then the Holy Spirit can use it to strengthen us and go deep in our souls. That's what rightly dividing means. That's why we need teachers. And the ultimate best teacher is not me, it's the Holy Spirit. Men can tell you things, show you things, help and teach you things, but the Holy Spirit ultimately is the one who will ingrain it in you and make you live or die for that doctrine. Amen. 2 Timothy 4:4, and they shall turn their ears away from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. This is churchianity today. This is the culture today. Believing in evolution, believing in abortion, believing in gay rights, believing in false doctrine, false gospels, Christmas, Easter, worldliness, carnality. Paul says in the last days, they turn away their ears from the truth. Do you know people like that? We do. We know far too many. I hope they repent. Hebrews 10:26. And if we willfully sin after we've received the knowledge of the truth, there remain no more sacrifice for sins. You know, people have tried to twist this scripture all over, but it means what it says. If you know something sinful and you know the truth, let's say lying, adultery, stealing, whatever, and you continue to do it and you rebel against God and you won't repent of it, Christ does not cover those sins. That makes a mockery of the justice of God. He's looking for those with a contrite heart that will answer the call of repentance and turn from their sin, turn from their ways. The Bible is full of God saying, forsake ye your sin, turn from it, and I'll heal you and you'll be my people. He never said, just believe in me and you can keep all your sin. No, repentance and turning from it. So having the knowledge of truth is very, very serious, because you're going to be judged by it. If you know the truth and you don't live it, you're going to be judged by that, and it's not forgiven. So make sure you're obeying all the truth you know today. James 5:19-20. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, and one converteth him, let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death, and shall hide a multitude of sins. Again, so much for once saved, always saved. So much for you can live in sin, and you're still going to heaven no matter what. No, that just covered what I said. You live in sin, and you know it's sin. It's going to be on your record. You can't pay for it. Christ isn't covering it. Make sure, if you know people that are in sin, you lovingly tell them the truth so you can have no regrets, your hands are clean, and they can listen to the Holy Spirit and repent. 1 Peter 1:22. I love this verse. Seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. I can tell you this. People that love the truth and are obeying the truth, they actually love. They actually love other saints and love the way God's Word says we should love. But you know what? 100% of the people we know that won't obey the truth and love to live in sin, false ways, worldliness, churchianity, whatever, they don't have the fruit of the love of God in them. What did that say? Seeing you've purified your souls through obeying the truth, through the Spirit, unto unfeigned love. So when you obey the truth through the Spirit, again, like I said, God galvanizes you, he strengthens you, he gives you grace to live it out. One of the fruits is unfeigned love of the brethren. So that's what we see in people all around us. Something to consider there. 1 John 1:6. For if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, that would be sin, we lie and do not the truth. So if you claim to be a Christian, but you walk in false ways, worldliness, carnality, any willful sin, John says you're a liar. Because the Spirit of God doesn't let you stay in sin, does it? No. It calls you out and to the truth. 1 John 3:18. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. So when you tell people the truth and they say, wow, you're not very loving, this verse says the exact opposite, that love is telling the truth. Just make sure we do it lovingly. We don't have to scream at people. We don't have to call them names. But a rebuke, a correction, an exhortation, an admonition, that's loving per the Word of God. Last verse I got for you, 3 John 1:4. I have no greater joy than to hear my children walk in truth. You know, we always talk about faith and works, and a lot of people deny you have to have that. There it is again. You saw it all through these verses. My children walk in the truth. That's faith in Christ. You're regenerated through your repentance because of His finished work. You're born again. The fruit is holiness and obedience, walking in the truth, and you're enduring in the faith. I just preached the gospel to you. That's what 3 John 1:4 is talking about. So there you have it, a whole bunch of verses from the Old and New Testament. There's many, many more verses. I encourage you to go do a word study and read them all if you'd like. Question, how are you doing? I'll ask myself this too in my house. How are you doing in living the truth? Walking in the truth, we just heard about that. Being a witness and a light to the truth, even if it's silent and the people around you that you're already witness to or people that see you live. And then how about preaching His truth? Whether you street preach, teach, whether you're a woman or a servant in home and you hand out gospel cards, or you're married to an unbeliever and you hand out gospel cards to people in your home or when you go to the store. However, God has you witnessing the gospel. Is it being done in spirit and in truth? So ponder your life and your beliefs, your whole belief system, and see if it's set in the truth of God, because that is the pillar of truth. And if you don't have the truth and it's not set rightly and you're missing some, your pillar's not going to be very strong. What happens to pillars that aren't very strong? Over time, they crumble and they fall over. We don't want that to happen to you. So start with the gospel. It's on don'tperish.com on every page. And I always tell people, the truth of God can be compared to all, and the Bible talks about this, all the gold and riches and fame and all that of the world. If you were to seek the truth of God the way the worldly people seek riches and fame, you will find it, and your cup will runneth over of the truth of God. He will not withhold it from those who seek after it. James says, draw near to God. That means draw near to His truth. God will draw near to you. He's a good father. He wants to give good things. But you got to be the prodigal son. Repent and be headed back His direction. So that's what I have for you today. I hope that's been edifying to you and it blesses you. Let me know I can help you in the truth. Don'tperish.com. Thousands of resources to help you. We're here to encourage you if you're a seeker or you're a saint that wants fellowship in biblical truth. And I'm going to leave you with this. Go out, buy the truth of God, as Proverbs says, and sell it not. We love you all. Thanks for listening. Until next time, I hope you have a glorious day. We're here for you. May God be praised.